If you look into the matter further, you'll see ki ashlemus ha'amiti, real shlemus, urak advekus bo yizbarach. V'humash ha'yadovar ha'melech omer v'ani kevas elokim litoiv. That's what Dovin HaMelech said, that Kirvas Elokim, that's the only thing that's good. Vo'aymer, noch apostolik, acha sha'alti, me'eis Hashem, o'eis avak, ishif, ve'eis Hashem, ko'em mechayoi. The vo'aymer is, acha sha'alti, ki rak zehu atoiv. Not only is that toiv, that's the only thing that's toiv. V'chol zu hazeh, she'achshavu ben odom otoiv, and anything else that anybody's going to think is toiv, ain't ele hevel, it's narishkeit, v'shov nita, and it's a misleading nothingness. In order for a person to be zeicha, to be kind of this toiv, roi, it's appropriate shiyamu, he has to work very hard, yishtadl, has to make an effort, be yigiyah, hard work, l'kneisa, to acquire it. V'ainu, what does that mean? Shiyishtadl lidovik bo yizborach v'koyach ma'isim, you have to try to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing ma'isim, shetolatatam ze inyan, that the result of these actions is this inyan, v'heim heim ha'mitzus. What is this whole paragraph coming to tell us? Hashlemus ha'amiti hu rak ha'dveikus bo yizborach. What this paragraph is coming to say is like this, and this comment becomes an afkamin is lamaisa from this paragraph. It's like this. What Hamzil Sastram is saying is that he said in the first shtickle that Eilam Haza is a prosdor of Fnei Eilam Haba, and the way to get there is mitzvahs. We've spoken already a number of times that the inyan, the relationship between mitzvahs and Eilam Haba, is not like a person gets a prize, he does X amount of zachin, he gets prize tickets and he goes to Eilam Haba. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that a person, when he does mitzvahs, acquires shlemus, and the shlemus itself is what allows the person to be nene from the ziv hashchina elam haba. That's the pshat. So, in this paragraph, that's what he's coming to say. What he's coming to say is, don't make a mistake and think that what I said, that the mitzvahs, elam haze, the ikkus elam haba. Elam haze is in order to get to elam haba, and the way you get there is a mitzvah. So you might think that it's something that's not, it's not be'etzam connected. The word is, you do mitzvahs, you get points, we'll call it, then you go to elam haba, you redeem your, what you said, the carnival marshal, you redeem your prize tickets, and you get nene from ziv hashchina. That's not the pshat. This paragraph is coming to say that the mitzvahs create dveikus bo yizbarach, because that's what shleimus, that's what shleimus is. And through the dveikus that you have in this world, a person is zeicha to dveikus in the next world. That's what he's coming to explain. He's coming to explain the nature, that means like this, to imshat. He said in the last paragraph, lirvei shom betuba shekonaloi ayidei em soyim eili. He said in the last paragraph that a person is going to go to Elam Haba, and is going to satisfy himself, is going to fill himself up with the means that he acquired in this world. And this paragraph is explaining, how is this the means? How are mitzvahs the means by which a person goes to Elam Haba? The way the mitzvahs are the means is because the mitzvahs are the means that a person is mizdabik b'kodesh baruch hu, and mele go to Elam Haba. That's what this paragraph is coming to explain more than the previous paragraph. It's kind of a common nekudas which I want to speak about. First of all, this paragraph is based on a very long and complicated and important perek in Derech Hashem, in Chelek Aleph Perek Sheni, and the hashkofa of the Ramchal that's behind this very, in this short paragraph, he says a whole, he basically says a whole perek. What he says over there is as follows, and I just want to explain what's going on here behind the scenes. He says a three-step process, and there's a gevaldike nafkamina lemaisa from the hashkofa of Schar Va'inish that he's going to describe over here in Derech Hashem, which he says very, very, in a very short oifen in Mesillas Hasharim. There's two nafkaminas lamaisa which I want to get to at the end of today. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem says as follows. Chelek Aleph Perek Sheni. He says really a three-step process. I'm summarizing in 5 minutes really a long and complicated perek that needs to be learned by Riflos. I advise you to sit down and learn it. He says that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the purpose, I didn't say the reason, but for the purpose that a person should get Hanoh, and Hanoh is from Ziv HaShechinah. He says as follows, he has a four-step process. He says, first of all, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give pleasure HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives pleasure, he doesn't give mediocre pleasure. He doesn't give steak. He doesn't give ice cream. He doesn't give narishkeit. He gives real pleasure. Real pleasure, says the Mesilas Hashem over here, says Derech Hashem, is Tachlos HaToiv. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Lehenu is Mizev Shechinosoi, is to be Toiv. Toiv means Kutcher Brichu Olim. Now, about the Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give is he himself, to be the Hanor, the pleasure of the Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu HaToiv HaSholem VaAmiti. He, Kutcher Brichu, Kivayochol, is the Sholem Toiv HaShalem. That's the absolute Toiv. Now, there's a problem. The toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramchal in the next paragraph in Derech Hashem, stems from the Shlemus of Yisborach. But you don't have that Shlemus. So how can you, there's an intrinsic problem over here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to give you the greatest pleasure, and the greatest pleasure is He Himself, and the pleasure, the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is intrinsic to His Shlemus, the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of the Etzem Shlemus that He is, so how do you have shaychas to that? Where do you how do you hook into that? So you have to acquire shlemus. And as much shlemus, quote unquote, that you're able to get, that's as much kesher you can have to the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which stems mishlemus yisborach. I'm quoting you verbatim outside lines of the Derech Hashem. That's what's happening here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you toiv. Toiv is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shlemus HaYisborach. So the only way that you can get Shaychus to that Toiv is as much as you relate to that Shlemus. I want to read you a line inside. Al kein gozro chochmosoi shemitzios ha-tov ha-mitis ha-zois yeh b'mashiyitin mokom labruim l'sheizdavku bo-yisborach. The hatova, the goodness, the giving that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give is only going to be as much as you're going to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as you could attach yourself. So then it comes out. That you can't get the shlemus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But his dafkum boy, you could get a certain level of shlemus by attaching yourself to him, and then you can get the toif. Then he continues and says, step three. Why do I have to choose between good and bad? I'm saying over here, Big Yisrael is that each one's a week for itself. But that's not our topic. I want to get to the bottom line. Continues Yosef Sherman says, why do I have to choose between good and bad? Says the Derech Hashem, because the same way that the Toiv and the Shlemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intrinsic means that it didn't come from an outside thing, and it didn't come for free, and it didn't come by accident. It's Be'etzem. Is the closest thing that a person can get to the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if he chooses good. If you choose good, so then you're acquiring the good, you're making a part of yourself, and that's the closest you can get to bringing the shleimus into you, which is the closest you can get to the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you can attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're going to get the shleimus for free, that's not doima to the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get it for free from anybody, it's be'etzem his mahus. So when we choose good, we're choosing Shlemus, which is Dveikusa Yisbarach, and we're bringing it into ourselves by choice, Derech Hashem. And then he continues one more line and says that in order for a person to choose Shlemus, he has to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Shlemus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very interesting thing. There's a cycle here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mative to you. The Hatova is a result, Hatova is Kutcher Brichu Aleim. So you have to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stems from His Shlemus. So you have to bring Shlemus into your life. You can only bring Shlemus into your life by choosing Shlemus. But in order to choose Shlemus, you have to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where the Shlemus is. Is that clear? Is that confusing? That's confusing?
How do you attach yourself to choose Shlemus?
You have that's it. Second, you had a choice tonight to come here or to go Chinese. Riftik? You came here? You didn't have to. You're not getting paid, you're not getting a degree, you're not getting credits, nothing. You came here because you chose Shlemus, so you moved up or not. You're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not necessarily because you came to me, because you didn't go to Chinese. That's it. But you chose Ruchnius.
have to be attached in order to choose?
You attach yourself by choosing. So there's a cycle. I need to get Dovak Takarish Bohu in order to get the Toiv, I need to get Shlemus. Because Toiv comes from the Shlemus. In order to get the Shlemus, I have to choose Shlemus. And the way I choose Shlemus is by choosing to be Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not be Dovak in Olam Hazeh. And that's how I bring Shlemus into my life. And then I get the Shlemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I get the Nen and Mizif HaShchin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the cycle that he describes. So that's what Mesil Sar means in these few lines over here, by the way. This is all the background for this paragraph. This is a summary of a whole parak. That means in order to be Dovak HaKadosh, in order to get Shlemus, that's only coming through Dveikus HaYizbarach. That's the only place you're going to get Shlemus, because the only place that there is Shlemus which gives the Toiv that we're talking about, which is the absolute Toiv, which is not Hevel V'shov Nita, which is not Marishkeit and nothing and passing and ear and fake and misleading. The only thing which is really Toiv is Shlemus HaYizbarach. So the only place that a person can attain the attachment that's going to give you the Shlemus, which is going to give you the Toiv, is the attachment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But in order that attachment should have meaning, you have to choose, you have to work hard, you have to pick it. That's what it means, yegiyah. What's the yegiyah? The yegiyah is the choice. Because if you don't choose it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give it to you for free, then it wouldn't become part of you be'etzem. Then it wouldn't be done with the Shlemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the hashkofa background for this paragraph here. So again, he's severely upgrading what we learned last week. Olam Hazeh is a prozdor, Olam Hazeh is a place to do the mitzvah. But what are you doing when you're doing a mitzvah? What you're doing when you're doing a mitzvah is you're being mezdavik in a kodesh baruch hu that is the mekor of the shlemus, and you're bringing in a main aim of that shlemus into your life. And that's the only way that a person gets shechina. He's going to say in the next paragraph that the whole Olam Hazeh is nothing more than a hechatimtza for you to choose. That means we look at Olam Hazeh, we love Olam Hazeh, but we're mezalzel in Olam Hazeh. The Rukhman says that Olam Hazeh is the hechatimtza for us to get to mizdavik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because without shlemus is dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only way a person can get to shlemus, that's the only way a person can get to the Toiv. Is the ability to choose what makes a person dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that you're sitting in Olam Hazeh, what he calls the mud piles, he calls it the refes, and he calls it bots, the mud. You're sitting in Olam Hazeh and you choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the attachment to Shlemus HaYizbarach, that's the attachment to Dveikus HaYizbarach, and that's what gets a person to Olam Hazeh. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim is saying over here. There are two Neridik and Nafkaminas from this paragraph. One is in mitzvahs and one is in averis. In mitzvahs, we live in a world where, not in the spiritual world, not in the ruchnizdik world, the only thing that counts is quantity. How much money you have, how big of a house you have, how much did it cost? That's the only thing that has value. People are going to spoil from it. And people feel better if they have a fancy toy. They feel respected by the quantity of cars they have, by the quantity of ties they have. I'm not talking about jealousy. I'm talking about respect. Somebody called me today and said, a gewaltig ben teure and a ben of the element of woman, his wife doesn't respect him because he doesn't make money. They don't need money, brother. They don't need money. They're not short of money. He doesn't make money. And there isn't more of what they need. We live in a world where quantity is what counts. Now, that outlook has to a large extent infiltrated to mitzvahs also. How much you do and how much you spent. Quantity, 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 quantity. What Mesil Sashram is saying over there is the mitzvahs have no meaning. The whole purpose of the mitzvahs is to be dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say it bluntly, but it's not true what I'm going to say, but for the purposes of this framework, it's true. If a person does a mitzvah and he has no shaykhus b'chal, the mitzvah that he's doing has no shaykhus to dveikus or yisbarach. Either he does it by rote, without kavana, or he does it for other reasons. So you miss the boat completely. It's not the pshat that lish. This is a new look at lishma. There's a new look at mitzvah shechitz kavana. The person says kriya shma twice a day. So the word is, the person says, no, kavana is a mailo, lishma is a darga. The word is that, did the mitzvah bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Did it bring you more dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Did you attach yourself to Shlemuz Yisborach HaDei the mitzvah? This outlook, Chatzkel and Mashgiach speaks about it in many places in this forum. He yells and screams about it. He says, if a person doesn't have that look on mitzvahs, then he's missed the boat completely. It's not sure that there's a type to get included. So Shlomo starts with the Sefer. He's coming to explain how mitzvahs get us to Olam Haba. We believe in Olam Haba. We believe mitzvahs get us to. How do mitzvahs get you to Olam Haba? Mitzvahs get you to Olam Haba because they're a hechatimsa of taking yourself away from Olam Haza and plugging yourself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be, or doves because he has a guilt trip. I've seen over the years that bokhrim who do things, let's say, for guilt trips. I'm sure you've met one or two in your lives. Right? Bokhrim who do mitzvahs because of guilt trips doesn't bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't create a stability in Avodas Hashem. Because it's not lidovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to feel good. Now, I'm not an extremist, and I'm not saying that it's worth nothing, because in everything we do, there's a mixture of good and bad. The person does it for kavod. Stum, if he was on an island with nobody there, he would have to give a daven. Stum. Right? There are people who don't. But most people would. The person does it because of a guilt trip. Stum, he would do it maybe without. But it takes the heart out of the mitzvah. The person doesn't do it with a kavana to get close to a kavanah, to be dovek in a kavanah. It's an earthquake in a person's life, by the way. That's the matara. The matara is kishtakul oy badova tira kishimah who rocket vekas way broke. I think Shilas Hashem is coming to say over here, machnishke mistake. You know, you learned the first paragraphs, you made a mistake. You think, Elam hazad, prozor, mitzvah, goodbye. Zakun Shilas Hashem, no. Making a toys. Who kishtakul oy badova tira kishlemus amiti who rocket vekas way broke. Not the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs themselves, the quantity of the mitzvahs, you buy a beautiful esrik for $200, has no meaning at all. It's the dveikus of Yisborach. It's the dveikus of Yisborach that comes from the $200, that it was hard for you to part with $200, and you did it because you wanted the rotzen Hashem, because you wanted to take the Elam Hazeh and raise it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the mice of the mitzvahs. It's not the chitzenius of the mitzvahs. It's not the quantity of the mitzvahs. It's the pneumius of the mitzvahs. That's what I'm saying. Machnish came mistake. That's what this paragraph is, one of the most important paragraphs in the entire Sefer. A person can make a mistake and say, Prozdor, mitzvahs, Elam Haba, we're settled. Zokti Rebbe name, Mr. Boat. Kishtaklu batov atir, kishtemus amiti hu rak advekus bo yizbarach. It's not your esrik, and it's not your lulav, and it's not your $10,000 tefillin. Zichu yishaduish, be mahadur in mitzvahs. Don't think I'm saying that. But only if it has dvekus bo yizbarach. And that changes our whole look at lishma and kavana and guilt trips. The second nekuda which changes this look at is averus. What's wrong with averus? Nothing. The problem with averus is that it takes you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means when you're walking down the street and you're about to see something that you shouldn't see, what are you supposed to do? So the emes, the reason why you shouldn't look at what you're not supposed to look, and read what you're not supposed to read, and listen to what you're not supposed to listen, and think what you're not supposed to think, and talk what you're not supposed to talk, because when we do that, we're partially doing the opposite of dveikusa b'yisbarach. And a person's whole existence is only dveikusa b'yisbarach, because that's what's to be, the only thing that has value. And when you're doing other things, you're doing not dveikusa b'yisbarach. You're disattaching yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're taking yourself away from the shleimus that you could have at that second. If we would look at our lives like that, if we look at the world like that, we would look at things different. I always like to say over the Rabbi Yochim, I wanted to read it to you inside. In Chelek Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the others were susim shirotsu bevitze hamayim. They were horses who ran in marshland, in quicksand, in mudlands. That's what it says, the Avos, what Tzadik Vavim of this. And the Ruchim explains, what's that? They were horses who ran in marshlands. The Ruchim says that Elam Hazeh is a marshland. It's mud. Get stuck in the mud. Wait, just even for a second here, you know how it is rainy in the back over here? Yerushalayim rains for half an hour, you can see it on everybody's pants. I say quick toys. Hilum Hazza is a mud pot, it says. Bitse Hamayim, it's bots. Same word they have here. The others were like horses, they ran so fast that it never touched them, they never touched the ground. They never touched the ground even, they never touched the Bitse Hamayim, they didn't get their feet wet. That's how fast they ran through Hilum Hazza. The Rukhman takes out of the Gemara and says, Abashteta Hilum Hazza is a mud pile. A disgusting, wet, slimy, I'm using his words by the way, those are the words he uses, mud pile. It's terrible. And from this mud pile you're going to build your Olam Haba. And from this Bitzei Hamayim you're going to build your Olam Haba, that you're going to pick yourself up. He says it on this line, sure. You're going to say, I'm sitting in the middle of this mud pile and I'm not going to play with the mud like we spoke about the first week. I'm going to attach myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to be Dovuk and Kutcher Baruch Hu in this world. And I'm going to be kinder in myself, the Shleimus that the Derech Hashem speaks about. I want to end off with a mashal that I thought about this week. I just want to share it with you. It's a hargosha. You can agree, you can disagree. It's a hargosha, so you don't feel it. You don't have to. I thought this week of a gewaltige mashal for Prozdor. The mashal shocked me when I thought about it. It's embarrassing, Poshet. I was embarrassed by the mashal by myself. I don't know if you know, for those of you who are the most up, there was a helicopter in South America last week that was taking pictures of the Amazon jungle. This is from the film papers, by the way. I don't read the in Post or USA Today, it's still coming out. You'll see down a little article in Hebrew. There was a helicopter that was flying in the Amazon jungle. You heard about this? Everyone? You hear anything about this? Listen. Yeah? And it was taking pictures, and the pilots didn't see the pictures. They came back, and they developed the pictures afterwards. And they saw in the pictures that in the middle of nowhere, not much in the middle of nowhere, there was a tribe sitting in a clearing in a forest that nobody knew about. Those are from thousands of miles away, you can't get there. And there's a picture, they were on the lunch, so they were shooting at a bird with a bow and arrow, fresh lunch, and that's the picture they had. There was three huts in the middle of a clearing, and the tribe shaved it. One was hunting for a bird for lunch, the other one was doing this, whatever. Mamish, like Adam Rishon of Nechet. When the helicopter came back the second time, they already got themselves organized. They all had their bows and arrows shooting at the helicopter, and they're wearing their war paint. That's all they have there. This is a picture, they're pretty clear pictures. Yeah? So it's a big tumult. All the anthropologists in the world, it's a big asset, because it's years that they haven't come across a tribe that nobody knows about. I mean, this is a tribe that's been disconnected from everybody. It's like this. What was I thinking? I was thinking like this. These guys, they're out of touch with the world, right? They have no telephones, no cars. They're holding their bows and arrows. Only about 4,000 years ago, according to history, I think history stopped. I'm not a big mumch on that. I think the bows and arrows about 4,000 years ago, something like that. That's where their time stopped. And they don't know what's going on in the world, right? They missed the boat completely. They don't have suits, and they don't have hats, and they don't have shoes, and they don't have phones and cars and electricity. They don't have anything. They don't have chosen ties. Nothing. Yeah? Zero. You should see the pictures. There's nothing there. Literally, there's a hatch, a thatched roof, four poles holding it, and the guy that lives with the arrow. I think they're wearing these loincloths, whatever it is, like God's vision after the chint. Yeah? That's the picture, more or less. They blur it in the front papers, they blur it, so you can't tell. It's nice, the Vada things. So I was thinking to them that these guys, they missed the boat completely, right? They're living in a world that's not the real world. We're the real world. You should know that Ilam Haba, they send helicopters to here. That's how we look. Kipshutei mamash. They're sitting up there in Shemayim and Levi, oy vey, look at these people. They think that's the world. They don't know what's going on. They're out of touch. You should know that's exactly how we look. We look like primitives, bows and arrows, shooting it at our Ellie's corned beef if they're trying to catch it. And our telephones, all these things. How would they say they're primitive? They stopped history 5,000 years ago. They're out of touch completely. They don't know what the real world is about. They're detached. I think it's a good motion for Prozdor. Think about it.